Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. Interview with Coach Dorrell is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main in Maryville, providing groceries, a pharmacy, a bakery, and kitchen. The interview is recorded each Monday at noon from Maryville's Hy-Vee and can be heard on KXCV KRNW beginning at 525 Monday afternoons and available on demand at kxcv.org. Bearcats coming off a tough loss on Saturday, losing to Missouri Western in St. Joseph. Coach, a hard-fought game, and it was, from a spectator standpoint, a fun game to watch, but I know a tough loss for you, but it was really a physical game on Saturday.
Yeah, it was. I was proud of our kids' effort. I thought we played hard. I was disappointed. I thought we lost our composure a little bit late in the game, and it's something we had talked about all week, not getting caught up in the aspect of it being a rivalry game. And there was three really crucial plays that just cost us, and so we'll learn from it and get better from it. But like I said, it was disappointing to get back in and watch the game, and the way we acted a little bit at times on the sidelines, just got a little bit too wrapped up in the game and the officiating and things you can't control. But I was still proud of our effort.
Thought from the start of the game on, one of the big keys to the game too was conditions of the wind, a very strong wind essentially coming out of the east. And talk about how that played a factor in the decisions both teams had to make throughout the game.
Well, it definitely impacted the football game. You expect that this time of year between wind, rain, or snow. But the fact that first off they 6 points off a 52-yard field goal, and I think a 56-yard field goal obviously was the difference in the game. Having the wind is going to allow you to make those kicks, and any other day you probably don't. It affected it there, and it affected us throwing the football a little bit. We wanted to do a little bit more play action with what they did. They were very aggressive with their safeties, and unfortunately you can only do it in the first and the fourth quarter. So, it did impact the game.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier about really three plays that played a big difference in the ballgame. Just kind of talk about those three plays and the impact it had in the game.
Well, Chad Kilgore's personal foul to extend the drive, they got points on that. They were third down and 15, and we get a personal foul that extends the drive, and they get a field goal. And, obviously that was very disappointing. And having it backed up in the end zone again on a third and nine play, just pass interference call. It was tough. I mean, it was very tough when you go back and review that game and look at the call. And obviously that allowed them to run about four more minutes off the clock and change the field position. We would have had them backed up kicking from the one. Now they ended up kicking from the 40 on that play, and very disappointing. And then we had a illegal cut block call, which was, again, a tough call, and we were going to go from a first down to being backed up to, a second and 20, and we ended up having a punt on that series. So, those were the three plays that were disappointing.
And it came down at one point, you had a chance of fourth and one. Kind of talk a little bit about that play again, going forward on fourth and one. I think most people in the stadium at the time saying, let's go for it there. And it seemed like the play to be made at the time. Unfortunately, Missouri Western's defense that came up and made a big play for
you. Well, there's a couple thoughts, John. I didn't feel like going into overtime with a field goal kicker that had kicked two 50-yard field goals was probably in our benefit, number one. Number two, I just think when you're playing on the road, it's just always kind of been my mindset and that you play for the win on the road. And the third thing that factors into that is if you don't get it, then I really felt like we'd have them backed up. We could, get them to run the football. We were going to stack the box, maybe get a safety. Anyway, make them punt into the wind at least. And, obviously that didn't end up happening. We got to pass interference call after that and let them out of there.
Hey, and really at that point, still a lot of time in the ball game too.
Yeah, there was. The big play was we fumbled the football in the inside zone play. That just killed us. They got the ball in good field position. They didn't score, but, they ran off, I think, close to 4 minutes on the clock.
And also you have to hand it to Missouri Western. They came out, had a good game plan, and I think they executed what they wanted to do very
absolutely.
Well on Saturday.
Absolutely. I said that on the radio after the game. I give them a lot of credit. Travis Partridge played really well. He's a kid that just, reading the paper and listening to people. I mean, he doesn't get enough credit for what he's doing, and he's only a sophomore. He's a good player. He's a tough runner. He's faster than he looks, and he makes really good decisions. They didn't turn the ball over at all. Made some throws when he needed to make some throws. He played really well. The other, you know, the other aspect of it, their D-line played well, and we knew they would, but their two safeties, again, I said that all along, those two safeties played really well against us.
Yeah, they made some, not only coverage-wise, but they made some pretty hard hits out there as
they
well.
They did, open field tackling. They, you know, whenever you do what they do, you put a lot of pressure on those kids, and they stood up for 60 minutes.
I thought, too, when you talk about Travis Partridge, one of his keys is, and you talked about this going into the game, too, that makes him dangerous is his ability to scramble.
Yeah.
And when it looks like you might have had him stopped for a sack or something, it seemed like on some key third down plays, he's able to scramble and pick up a first down.
He was. You know, I know our coaches were a little bit disappointed in our ability or inability to tackle. You go back, and we were leaving our feet too much, but you know, you got to give him credit. I think there was a 3rd and 12, and they ran a design quarterback draw. And I mean, they set it up beautifully, and he executed. But those other pass plays, we had a spy on him, and you know, he understands the game of football. I mean, he's a coach's kid. He saw where the spy was. He moved away from it and took off running. And you know, he's a good football player.
And when you look at the outcome of that from a different standpoint, it was a good day for Nebraska-Omaha former players. For Northwest, Franklin ends up with 3 touchdowns, and Zuerlein for Missouri Southern, Missouri Western, unfortunately, had the field goals to win it. But UNO players really played a factor in that game.
Yeah, they did. You know, the kicker for them, you know, we knew he was a great kicker. You know, he chose to go to Missouri Western at the end of the day. You know, they have a good program, but he's really focused on getting to the next level, and he wanted to be able to kick indoors this winter, and obviously with their facility, he's going to be able to do that. But, I mean, that kid's an NFL talent-type kicker and played a big factor. And James, you know, did some, you know, good things for us. There's some areas where, you know, he needs to improve on. Blitz pickup cost us a little bit, but yeah, his ability to run the football, he did a great job for us.
Well, there was that one touchdown he had where it looked like he was stacked up either in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden you look up and he's running for a touchdown.
He did. You know, the unfortunate thing is he dropped the ball on about the half-yard line, and we're lucky they wasn't called. You know, just things like that throughout the day when you go back and review it, those are the things that we got to grow as a football team. You know, you can't do stuff like that if you want to win a championship and be in a you know, playoff hunt.
And obviously you hate to come up with a loss, but when you talk about growing as a team, what are some of the things that can come out of that thing?
Well, you know, that we've lost 2 games this year by a combined 6 points, and both those games we lost our composure. You know, in a lesson like that, you would like that only have to happen once in a year, and you learn from it. Unfortunately, you know, maybe this time around, guys will listen and listen to their coaches, listen to us, what we're talking about. You can't get so wrapped up in a game, in officiating, in what's being called, what's not being called, that you forget to execute, you forget to tackle, you forget to block, and, you know, that's what happens. So, you know, we talk to them about it, and, you know, maybe they'll listen now and kind of learn from it. But that's got to be the biggest thing we grow from is, you know, that's anything you do in life. If you want to do it well, you can't, you got to control what you can control. And, you know, my big buzzword with the kids is attitude and effort, and those are the only 2 things you can control. And I just feel like we just were okay with those 2 things on Saturday.
Now, at the time we're recording this interview, the regional rankings haven't come out yet, but I imagine everybody will be watching that pretty close a little bit later today.
Well, yeah, we're very anxious. It's been a long 48 hours, and, you know, we can't wait. 4 o'clock can't get here soon enough. You know, we're just, you look at it, I don't know, it's going to be very close. You know, hopefully we can get in with that 6th seed. And with that being said, if that happens, then we got to go out and play well against Emporia State and win. And if for some reason we're 7th today, well, we still got to go out and play well and beat Emporia State, because, you know, maybe somebody could get upset. Strength of schedules will fluctuate in 1 week's time. So regardless at 4 o'clock, yay or nay, then boom, we're moving on. And we already have been working on Emporia State. We've had a lot of kids up watching film, and, you know, as a coaching staff, we've got to get challenge our kids and get focused to beat Emporia State, because at the end of the day, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, it really makes the Emporia State game even bigger.
Well, it does, and it's senior day, and, you know, you know, a lot of things have happened this year, and just, you know, everybody to know, our senior class is a special senior class. If you look at the kids in there, a lot of those kids played a significant role in us winning the national championship in 2009. They've been just a class act, great leadership from those guys. They've been through a lot, and, you know, I just really hopeful we'll have a good crowd. We're, you know, going to honor them Saturday, and you know, we just want to play well for them.
Let's talk about Emporia State and some of the things that they're doing this year.
You know, they're an up-and-down team, John. They really are. 1 week they play really good. They put up close to 600 yards total offense against Central Missouri. You know, next week they may not play so good. So they're a tough opponent. They have talent. That's what makes them scary. What they're doing on offense is they run a lot of option zone ride, zone read football. You have to play assignment football. If you get out of position, they have a tailback, and he will go the distance. They've got two receivers that are as talented as kids as you'll find in this league. They run a lot of reverses with them, a lot of double move passes. They'll motion them into the backfield and hand the ball off to them. So, I mean, we've got our work cut out for us on defense. They try to overload the box. They don't want you to run the football. And, you know, they want you to make low percentage passes deep down the field. They're going to try to give you that stuff. So, you know, they're going to be a challenge for us.
Well, again, a lot on the line coming up on Saturday. And you go late in the season, still playing for an awful lot. That's one of the things that makes football fun. Each game means a lot. And this one means maybe a little bit more than you'd planned, but still a lot on the line coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, like I said, we've talked about it. We're preparing like it. It is a playoff game. That's the approach that we're taking. And, you know, I'm just real confident our kids will learn from Saturday and that they'll be ready to go Saturday.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being
with us. Thank you very much.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. Our interview with Coach Dorrell is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Again, providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. The interview recorded each Monday at noon from Maryville's Hy-Vee dining area and can be heard on KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 525 Monday afternoons, and also available on demand at KXCV.org. Again, the Bearcats in Emporia State, Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock is kickoff time, while the broadcast beginning at 12 noon with Bearcat Game Day. For Coach Dorrell, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.